ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with author and pet medium Rob Guttrow about the spirits of pets. I feel like pets understand the universe better than we do as people. It's like dying. It almost seems like, you know, I have so much emotion connected to it where my dog just understood it at a different level. That's what it felt like to me.
That brings up a good point, because one of the other things that I talk about is how pets have a different physiology. They have a different physiology in their sight and their hearing. So they can see, because of different cones and rods in their eyes, they can see faster movement. And as a paranormal investigator, we use high-speed cameras to catch the image of a ghost or a spirit. They can see them head-on when they visit. They can also hear them, because spirits speak at different frequencies that humans can't hear, just like a dog whistle. We can't hear that dog whistle. But on paranormal investigations, when we ask a ghost, I'm using a ghost as an example, a question, we can't hear it audibly respond. But when we play back the digital recorder that picks up different frequencies, we can hear the mm-hmm. response. Cats and dogs don't need that. They can hear them and they can see them when they visit.
Because you did mention, like, sometimes you'll see a pet just kind of staring off into a corner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My little dog was doing that a couple weeks ago. So all of a sudden, out of the blue, it was like he sits up, he goes to the front door, and I'm like, is somebody getting ready to knock at my door, or what is going on? And he sat at the front door about 10 minutes, then turned around and came back and laid down. So I'm like,
so think about what date it was. It's usually within 2 weeks on either side of a date, a spirit will visit.
It might have been close to his gotcha date, come to think of it, because that would have been about that time.
Or it could have been a human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we're only talking about pets, but humans do show up too every now and then.
I have had that experience. But yeah, since we're talking about pets, now I'm just thinking about my dog, Buddy. It had to have been Buddy, but you're right. It could have been anybody, but it would have been around his mm-hmm. gotcha day. And I think somehow, like I don't know if he brought me the dog or he put the mm-hmm. dog in my path, because I kind of, yes. I asked him to do that. And all of a sudden, here was little Benji. And I remember looking at him and I said out loud, that could be my dog.
So they absolutely do lead us to the next pet they want us to adopt. And one example of that is I spoke to a woman who had a black and white dog, and she said when her dog passed, she wanted to adopt a dog that was not the same colors, because she wanted her dog to be unique in her life. And she said she and her husband decided on a dog they found on a website at a rescue or a kennel. They went down there to adopt the dog, and the dog was adopted in the morning by accident. So they were left without a dog. So somebody that works at the rescue brought out another dog, and she immediately fell in love with this dog, and it was a black and white dog, same colors as the other dog that passed. And she said, why did this happen when I specifically did not want to adopt another black and white dog? And I said, because your dog in spirit wants you to know that she is still with you. And that's why she led you to another dog that resembled her.
Because you had mentioned in the book about doppelgangers,
mm-hmm.
which really yep. made me think of something that happened in my life that I never really connected as a doppelganger, but I had a Rottweiler. So there's some variation in the breed. So you can have one Rottweiler that kind of looks like that Rottweiler, but they're not identical. Then you can have identical Rottweilers. So I lost my dog, and she was just the love of my life. Probably about two blocks away from me, some people had moved into the neighborhood with a dog that looked exactly like my dog. So one night I'm out walking Buddy. He was much younger at that time, and I was walking him, and we went past their house, walking with my friend and her dog. And I looked over, and their dog was watching us walk by. And I'm looking at the dog going, that's my dog watching us, you know. And right about that moment, the dog jumped up and opened the front door and came running out to me. It was so excited to see me, and I burst into tears. The guy comes running out, and he's like, I'm sorry. And he thinks it's because he has a Rottweiler, and the Rottweiler's scaring me, and I can't talk because it looks exactly like my dog. And so I look at my friend, and I'm bawling. I'm like, please tell him. And so she explains, well, she just lost her dog, and her dog looked exactly like your dog. But it was just the weirdest thing. It was just like this moment of my dog literally running up to me. But it was kind of this weird feeling, like I had just had an experience with my dog, even though it was their dog.
Actually, you did, because it was your dog that influenced that dog to behave that way when you needed it.
Because the dog literally jumped up and pushed the screen door open, like was it mm-hmm. tall enough, he just opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was very sweet. So that was another thing I just never really connected until I read your book. So thank you. Your book's been quite healing for me.
No coincidence. So there are other things too. I mentioned noises earlier. So people have reported hearing collars jingle or paws going up and down stairs. When our dog Franklin had passed, he was a dachshund. It was later in the afternoon. I was outside in the backyard with the other three dogs, and I was all the way in the backyard. We had a big backyard, and my husband was inside in our den watching television, and distinctly heard Franklin's bark in the kitchen. And it was so loud that he had to get up and run into the kitchen, because he thought that had to be one of the other dogs trying to get out, or, you know, outside with me. And there was no other dog there. And he saw me all the way at the back of the yard with the other three dogs, and said, oh my gosh, that was Franklin. So you can hear a bark or a meow, and it will always sound like it's coming from another room, because it takes so much energy for them to replicate audible noises.
And to hear it so distinctly that he went running in there.
Yeah.
I mean, he heard a dog bark.
Yes. And same thing with horses too. I gave a lecture, and a gentleman who raised horses said his favorite horse passed, and he was in the barn with his other two horses one day, and he heard the distinct whinny of his horse, his favorite horse that had passed right outside the barn. And he said to me, Rob, I knew my horse had passed, but I had to drop everything I was doing with the two horses in the barn and go outside and look. And there was nothing there. But I heard my favorite horse's whinny outside. So.
And you know that sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know the sound of your dog walking. You know the sound of your cat meowing. Or, you know, and with cats in particular, them jumping up and off something or up onto something, jumping up mm-hmm. onto the bed. It's a very distinct sound. Because years ago, I had a cat I lost, and I was in the kitchen making dinner one night, and she always ate on a table in the dining room up high, because I had a Rottweiler at that time who could reach anything.
No.
So I always had to put her food up high on this table. Okay. And I'm making dinner, so I'm a million miles away, and I heard her jump off of the table, and I turned around, and I go, Rita, what are you doing? Because in my mind, she's still alive. And sure. It was so real, the sound of her jumping off that table. I'd heard it a million times. It was not her. I didn't even have another cat at the time. But it was that real that I turned to speak and spoke out loud to her, because I do that all the time with my pets. I
sure.
talk to them all the time. What was that in my kitchen? I always have 100% believed it was my cat.
Yes. And they will do the same thing they did in life. So if they like to walk around the end of your bed, you will feel them there. Or if they like to curl up against you, you may feel them there too, in bed. That goes for a dog or a cat. And they may feel one of three ways. You may feel them as a slight pressure. You may feel them as a tingling because they're energy. Or you may feel them as a coolness. And the reason that that cold spots exist whenever a spirit or an earthbound ghost are trying to get strong enough to give you a sign that they're there. This is something that I posited as a scientist. It's because they take the energy of air molecules that move. Air molecules are always moving. In the tropics, they move very fast because it's hot air. In the Arctic, because it's cold air, they move very slowly. But when they take the energy from the motion of air molecules, they slow them down. And as they do that, it cools the air off where they're trying to appear. So you may feel a coolness. You may feel it on one leg and not the other. And that's because your dog or cat is laying against that leg when you're sleeping.
You know, we've talked about signs from your pet that has passed, and not everything is a sign. Mm-hmm. What do you think people can do to kind of differentiate? Was that a sign from my pet, or was that just a random cardinal that flew up? And is it kind of connected maybe to the date, maybe your emotions that might bring on a sign?
It's really both. So yes, the date is the number one thing that I always point out. But number two, if you're thinking of your person or pet, and then suddenly something really odd happens in front of you, or even slightly odd, that's out of the normal, that would very much likely be a sign that your loved one is letting you know that they're around and they hear you. They hear you thinking about them.
Because I think like the pennies actually for me have always been a sign for my dad. And so sometimes I feel I got that at a moment when I really needed it. So to me, to really need a sign or really, you know, be missing my dad or whatever it is, and then to randomly find a penny, I always like to think he put that there for me to find.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your pets obviously can do the same.
They absolutely can. And they can influence you to go to a certain place at a certain time. We mentioned Sprite and his yellow butterfly earlier in the broadcast. And when I was in Ireland in 2015, visiting the town of Dingle, which is a coastal town, and it's famous for having a dolphin. And there was we were going in and out of the shops, and for some reason, when I was walking in Ireland, 2 years after Sprite had passed, I started talking about Sprite, and no idea why I was talking about Sprite, because we didn't even see a dog in this particular town. But Sprite came to mind, and then I realized why. We walked into a jewelry store named the Dolphin Jewelry Store or something, and the very first display as we walked in the front door was one of black and yellow butterflies.
Oh, wow.
I would never have expected black and yellow butterflies in a dolphin store.
No.
And I had just been talking about Sprite not more than 10, 15 minutes before that. That's how you know it's a sign.
That gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
You can get a pet reading, and you can get the information on Rob's website. And I'll put a link on wherever you're listening. And you ask for a little bit of information, I think a photo and some questions maybe. How does that information come to you? Like when you get that information from someone, do you kind of have to sit down and meditate on it for a minute? How does that information shared with you?
Yeah. So Carol, it's really interesting because what happens is by the time I get to the name of the pet and then I get to the picture, which is next, I don't even look at the questions because the pets usually start talking immediately.
God, wow.
So the way I do these readings is that I just listen and I type like crazy, everything that comes to me. And it some of them are much more communicative than others. It depends on their personality. And sometimes when I'm in the middle of getting some information from a pet, they will change the subject. And I'll have to write, wait, I'll get back to this, but your pet is actually telling me about ice cream and I have no idea why. And it's like squirrel.
And then I would guess a lot of times, you know, your ice cream just came through and then they're like, oh my God, my dog loved to go through Sonic and get an ice cream. Mm-hmm. That was our special treat that we did.
Yeah, there was one dog that came through to me that said popcorn. And he said it twice, like very excited, popcorn. And when I sent that reading, the pet mom wrote me back and said, oh my gosh, my dog loved popcorn so much that we would sit and watch TV and only he would have his own bowl of popcorn. That blew me away. So they give me a kind of a data dump. And then finally I get, after I finish, which, and these readings take me about an hour. Then I start answering the questions because if the pet will answer the questions,
true.
Sometimes they don't. And I think only four times or five times since I've been doing this for the last 15 years, I haven't been able to tune into the pet because they didn't want to talk to me. And what wound up happening is I was tuning into the pet for the next reading. And that was really weird. Yeah.
Because they wanted to jump the line.
Yeah. So, you know, five times in 15 years and, I don't know, thousands of readings, people have written me and said, that's not my pet. I don't understand anything. And then I would say, oh, my gosh. When I opened the next email and started doing the next reading, I was like, this is the same thing I'm hearing that I just wrote for the other person. So, and it turned out to be for the other person.
But that makes sense. You know, because they're just like people. This one's not really talking, but that one really wants to talk.
Yeah, and when you have multiple pets, as you do on the other side, the one with the strongest personality will come through first, and the other ones will kind of sit by there and wait. Honestly, you know, I have to be honest here. I never set out to do pet readings. I just wanted to write books to teach people how to learn themselves what to look for. And then it just, people kept demanding it. And I did 10 years of readings before I finally started to make it a thing.
I mean, obviously it's a gift you've been given, but that, you might have just heard my cat just on cue. What? because what you're doing can really help other people mm-hmm. through that process. And sometimes just hearing an acknowledgement or ice cream, it's like, whoa, how did you know that? And you had mentioned too in the book that with you, after losing, I think it was Sprite, that the grief can block the contact with the pet. So you had other mediums who were able to tell you that your dog had come through, but yes. You weren't having that experience. And because that grief is so consuming when it's so raw.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it can affect anybody. And so one thing that I do tell people is that the easiest way for spirit to communicate is through dreams. Dreams are the easiest way. Earthbound ghosts cannot communicate through dreams. They can influence your dreams to make them more negative, but they can't appear in them. And don't ask me why. I don't know. So ask your pet to come into your dreams before you go to bed. And over time, usually over a couple of weeks, they will. But if your grief is too intense, what they want you to understand is that they know that you either help them cross over out of love, unselfish love. You learn the lesson of unselfish love. They have nothing but thanks for recognizing it was their time to go. And that their purpose here was to teach us about love. Mm-hmm. And that's what we learn. They don't want us to grieve forever. They want us to talk about them and remember the good times that they had and remember them as younger, energetic. And that's often how they would appear in dreams too.
When I had my Rottweiler, and she had so many health problems, bad breeding. That's a whole nother podcast topic. She had hip dysplasia by the time she was a year old. So she'd been in a lot of pain in her life. And I had this beautiful dream, and I know it was a visitation dream, where I was watching her in this open field and she was running, and I'd never seen her run like that because she'd always had hip dysplasia.
So oh my gosh.
She had this wonderful, but I'd never seen her just run. And so when I saw her running, I was like, oh, it was just so emotional. I woke up bawling because it was so beautiful. So when I had lost my most recent dog, I've had three visitation dreams with him where I was in my house, like the last time I was in my bathroom, one time in my kitchen, mm-hmm. maybe two times in my kitchen, once in my bathroom. And I turned around and he was right there, and it scared me. And I went, buddy, what are you doing here? And he like, oh, I'm in trouble. And he left in all three of the dreams. And so I was like, I feel like I had a visitation dream, but then I felt like knowing my dog, he was like, oh, wait, am I not supposed to be here? I got to go. But your book, you said, you know, like what you just said about thinking about your dog and asking him to come in. I think I'm going to try that and say, I didn't ever mean to scare you off.
Oh, he'll come back.
So I'm like, I'm going to invite him back by reading your book. I found a lot of healing in it. So I'm going to read the other three, and especially the one, the fourth one's more to do with cats, right? Was it the fourth one?
It's entirely about cats. Yes.
Yeah. And then once again, you probably didn't hear it, but as soon as I said that, my cat started meowing behind me.
No.
Again. It's like
that was a nod of approval.
I know. I just wasn't expecting to get this kind of information that you shared about, like, asking my dog to show up in a dream. I'd never have done that. And would you be quiet? He's being very loud. And I don't know what he's talking about, but he is just talking.
He's saying, stop talking about dogs.
It's like, get back to cats.
Talk about cats.
Get back to what happened with the cats. But it was really good for me and validating.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That is the highest compliment to me, that that you understood things and that it was healing. And that was the entire purpose of why I wrote that book and the other three after it.
And now they are on, did I see in your blog there that you can get them on audiobook too now?
Yeah. Yeah, I finally was able to make it an audiobook. All of my books are now on audiobooks, and I'm very happy about that.
So if you're into audiobooks or you spend a lot of time in your car driving and you want something to listen to, I would highly recommend these books. And if you're in need of a reading, they're very reasonably priced, by the way. Reach out to Rob, and all that information's on the website.
Yes, that's correct. And I also clearly state when I'm booking into, and right now it's 1 year and 3 months from now.
Are you kidding me?
No, unfortunately not.
But that's so many people that you're helping.
Yeah, there's a 300 person list. But the good news is that I'm retiring from my job as a meteorologist in October 2024, so I will be able to get to them a little faster.
When you do one of those readings, is it kind of exhausting for you a little bit? I can't imagine it's something you can just sit down and do back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah, gosh, it's totally emotionally exhausting. And I have to tell you, Carol, sometimes the pet will be so emotional that I will sit here and bawl while I'm communicating with them. I will cry my eyes out, and that just it wipes me out. It's happened quite a few times. And it's really just, it's a testament of the love that they feel with their pet parent.
Not to take any business away from you, but I think a lot of times, like, I got some validation from reading the book,
mm-hmm.
which I needed, because I think it just, healing is its own time. Grief is its own process. We don't have any control over that. And you can be perfectly fine, and then you hear a song and you're a basket case.
Exactly.
But I think that a lot of people, we have it within us, you know, the signs are mm-hmm. there, but we question it. And so then we need someone like you to say, yes, your dog came through and is talking about ice cream. And then that to me is the sign. Or maybe I've gotten signs that I questioned,
mm-hmm.
like we've talked about. So some of those things, you might have already gotten the sign from your pet. You're just questioning it.
Yes. And that's the purpose of the book, is that so you don't need a medium. You don't need a private reading. You don't need that at all. All you need to do is have an awareness. And that's what I teach people through this. And I'm so happy that you have recognized all of these different signs yourself. That's awesome.
So thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, well, thank you for having me back. It's so great to talk to you. I so enjoy
you as well. I can't wait to talk to you again soon. And that wraps up our conversation with Rob Guttrow about the spirits of pets. You can get his books through his website, robguttrow.com, and you can also get them on Amazon or wherever books are sold. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino,
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.